Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, joins us now. Todd, as I understand, the president got news of the earthquake and the tsunami that hit Japan very early this morning. What response have we gotten from Washington?
Yeah, the White House says, Celeste, good morning. At about 4 a.m., White House Chief of Staff William Daley notified the president, ostensibly awoke him to notify him of the earthquake and tsunami. The White House issued a statement from the president just after 6 o'clock this morning from the First Lady and the president, conveying solidarity with Japan, extolling the friendship and alliance between the two nations, saying it's unshakable, and offering whatever help the United States can give. The president also says he's instructing FEMA to be ready to assist in Hawaii. Hawaii and the rest of U.S. states and territories around the Pacific that can be affected. The other thing I should tell you is that there is a White House news conference with the president already scheduled for 11:35 this morning. The president was due to talk about rising energy prices in the economy. So surely the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami in the Pacific will be part of that news conference this morning if it goes through as scheduled.
I'm sure he will be watching, obviously, the aftershocks, not only in Japan, but in the other Pacific Rim countries. Nations and islands, just as we are. But we want to go back to Washington and what happened yesterday and the hearings that are actually ongoing. Congressman Peter King's hearings about the radicalization of American Muslims went forward as planned. Emotions ran very, very high. But I want to start with actually kind of a voice of reason. This is a Somali community activist speaking at Peter King's hearings yesterday.
These are not Muslim bashing hearings. These are hearings that I, as a Muslim, and all those Muslim Americans, Somali Americans, and Muslims will benefit to finally have a voice and speak up. Nobody is mistreating me.
Well, that's, I'm wondering, that's clearly not the overall chorus coming from all Muslims. Was that sort of the message coming from the Muslims who testified at this hearing, though?
It was. There were two Muslim gentlemen who were invited by the Republican side. You were hearing from Abdurizak Behi. He is an activist from Minneapolis, as you said. Now, his son was among, do you remember the story, Celeste, of about 20 Somali teens or young people who were recruited through a mosque, apparently, and were flown back to Somalia to fight on behalf of rebels with a Muslim radical bent. His son was one of them. He was there to testify about the radicalization of his son. There were two Muslim gentlemen, and there was another guy named Melvin Bledsoe, another father of a son, Carlos, who was radicalized in Nashville. I want to play you Marvin Bledsoe quickly talking about his son and talking about what he feels is the American reaction to basically the sleeping American reaction to Muslim radicalism in the United States.
Our society continue not to see it. This wrong called political correctness, you can even call it political fear. Fear of stepping on special minority population toes, even as a segment of that population want to stamp out America and everything we stand for.
Okay, so these are the people who came to testify and were supporting the purpose that Peter King, Congressman Peter King, had laid out for the hearings, that he was trying to investigate the possibility of further terrorist attacks. But it wasn't entirely amicable. They also had people testifying and speaking out during the hearings, as I understand, that were very upset that they were holding them.
No, a lot of it wasn't amicable at all, Celeste. Most of the time in this hearing was spent arguing over the propriety of the hearing, not arguing over actual solutions for Islamic radicalism such as it exists in the United States. Let me play you a Congressman, Keith Ellison, one of only two Muslim members of Congress. He's also from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who was invited to testify in front of the committee. He's not a member of the committee, but he got emotional as well, and I'll let you know who he's talking about after this. Listen to Ellison.
Mr. Hamdani bravely sacrificed his life to try to help others on 9/11. After the tragedy, some people tried to smear his character solely because of his Islamic faith. Some people spread false rumors and speculated that he was in league with the attackers because he was a Muslim. But it was only when his remains were identified that these lies were exposed.
He's talking about Mohammed Salman Hamdani, a 23-year-old first responder, Celeste, who died on 9/11. Ellison invited his mother into the hearing, and she sat by while he gave that description.
Well, the hearings will continue. Congressman Peter King's hearings on the radicalization of American Muslims. Todd Zwillick was there and was tweeting throughout the procedures. Thank you so much, Todd.
So for the end of this hour, we want to recap you on our top story, an 8.8 magnitude earthquake which hit Japan some hours ago, followed by a massive tsunami with a wave as high as 13 feet. It's expected to reach the coast of Indonesia any minute, expected to be less severe than what hit Japan, but we will find out. There's also warnings throughout the Pacific Rim region. Stay with The Takeaway all morning for the latest on this story. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is The Takeaway.